This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're continuing to highlight some of the different sectors of the economy that are struggling during this EMCO. We highlighted the Malaysian advertising filmmakers industry and what they're going through. They've urged the Minister of Communications and Multimedia in an open letter to allow them to operate because it is literally letting them die, not being able to operate now and having to wait to phase three. We then also spoke about the plight of women entrepreneurs in the B40 segment and how they're struggling as well. We have some messages.
We have a WhatsApp message here from Shah. It said, a B40 wife making traditional kuihs are forced to use their own vehicles for business. Not easy when enforcement agencies come hard on us for using our own vehicles for business. No sympathy at all. Need different agencies to be more benevolent to give us a chance to use our own vehicles without harassment. How do we develop an entrepreneurial spirit in these trying times? Please highlight this. We will highlight this, right? And sympathy, empathy, compassion, you know, those words.
Yeah, we feel you, Shah. Thank you for sharing. Also, we thought just before we end the show, we would talk about the opt-in six-month moratorium that you can begin applying for today, the 7th of July. Now, the Morning Run did a poll this morning about applications for the loan moratorium and if you will be applying for it despite having to pay more at the end. And interesting results, Frida.
Yeah, 47.4% said no. Yes, at 19.8%, so that's about 20%. Still thinking at 19% and not applicable to me at 13.8%. So most said no.
Most said no. Right. Now, you know, just a couple of messages that we thought we'd read out. Yeah. Eric said, I got no income, how to pay?
I've got no luxury of deciding to pay now, avoid additional interest. Food on my table is most important. I think there's another one. This is from Chief Tat. He says, the last time I took, I had to pay additional few thousands in interest.
Yes, yes, that is true. We've got one more here from David. Quite hard-hitting. This is not empathetic and not a compassionate move. The people are suffocating and this will choke them even longer. For all intents, the moratorium should be zero interest. And he goes on to say that, you know, this is not good news. Mm. And Awan here says, I will decide after BNM meeting on OPR tomorrow. I'm considering to take it so I will be able to reduce rental to my tenant. So that's the other thing as well, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're talking about this because you can, of course, start applying for the opt-in six-month moratorium today as announced under the National People's Wellbeing and Economic Recovery Package, or PEMULE, like we better know it. Right. The moratorium will be available for all individuals, micro-enterprises and affected SMEs starting today.
So it's not an automatic moratorium like we had last year, but Bank Negara said that opting in for the moratorium or any other payment packages will be easy with no need for borrowers to provide supporting documentation, and the approval will be given automatically. It added that in addition to a moratorium, banks will also offer a reduction in installments and other packages, including to reschedule and restructure financing to suit the specific financial circumstances of borrowers. Borrowers can opt in for the moratorium online through a web form or an auto-generated email that will be available on banks' websites to provide their personal financing details. Borrowers could also call up their banks and guidance, which will be provided by the customer service officer. If they are unable to use this digital channels, they may also visit the bank branches to submit their request. And just last week, we spoke to Rajan Devadesan, licensed financial planner with Manulife Investment Management and the CEO of consulting firm RD Wealth Creation, to get his thoughts on how this moratorium will be beneficial to different segments of the racket. And here's a recap on what he had to say.
The moratorium on various loans are open to everyone who applies for them. This will help two different groups of people. First, the ones suffering terribly from tremendous drops in business revenue or earned income. And second, those who are doing okay but would rather have extra discretionary funds left in their pocket. The second group will probably choose to use that extra money in one of three ways. First, to rebuild battered cash reserves for emergencies. Second, to invest the money in the hope of making more money down the road. And third, to spend more money on online purchases simply because they're bored out of their skulls being stuck at home. In my opinion, the opt-in approach is much better than an automatic one for all. For those of us who can still make our loan repayments, I believe we should continue doing so and even accelerate those if possible so that we can get out of debt sooner rather than later. So my advice is that if you have suffered a steep drop in business revenue or earned income, then please do opt in for the general moratorium to ease your stress and to help you rebuild your savings. As for those who are doing okay, but would rather have extra discretionary funds left in their pocket, then if they want to use the moratorium to rebuild battered cash reserves for emergencies, in other words, replenishing their almost emptied EBFs or emergency buffer funds, then they should do so. But for those who simply wish to invest the extra money left in their pockets in the hope of making more money down the road, my advice would be to not take the moratorium and to focus instead on paying off all their loans ASAP. Doing so gives them a risk-free yield that is equal to the APR or the annualized percentage rate of each loan they repay. Remember, repaying a loan de-risks our financial lives. Finally, for those who are in good financial shape and are simply tempted to spend more money on online purchases because they're bored out of their skulls being stuck at home, I would say please don't do that. Most of us don't need more expensive junk in our lives. Don't waste this terrifying and terrible crisis. Instead, harness its opportunities to get your financial house in order. For many of us, that will actually involve starting side businesses and working harder and smarter than we ever have before to bring in more money to accelerate our debt repayments, to replenish our savings, and to boost our long-term investment portfolios, with special emphasis on generating greater streams of passive income in the future.
All right, that was licensed financial planner and CEO of RD Wealth Creation, Rajan Devadasan. Now, one thing that we need to emphasize here is that this is not a free ride. Mm-hmm. Borrowers need to remember that opting for repayment assistance will increase the overall cost of borrowing as interest or profit will continue to accrue on deferred payments. So contact your bank if you need more information on how this will affect the cost of your loan. Banks are they're required to provide borrowers with information on how installment amount and the financing tenure will be impacted. Now, where a borrower requests to maintain lower installments instead of original installments after the moratorium, this would result in the loan tenure being extended for a longer period. Banks will not charge interest on interest or profit on profit or compounding interest as we know it, or any penalty, interest or profit during the period of assistance. And what I understand is that your CCRIS or your Central Credit Reference Information System records will not be affected by any form of repayment assistance received this year as well.
The banking industry has provided its commitment insurance to assist borrowers facing financial difficulties due to the lockdown. In this regard, B&M says that it will closely monitor the implementation of the repayment assistance program by the banking industry. So if you face any difficulties with your banks or if installments increase unreasonably, you should contact BNM Telelink at bfm.my, bnm.my.
We are not
providing loans here at BFM, just to clarify, bnm.my to put in your complaints. There's also more information on the Enhanced Repayment Assistance Program on the website and BNM's social media platform. So website, once again, bnm.my, not BFM.
But if you'd like to catch up on any of the stories that we've covered today, of course, that website is bfm.my. And I know I think it's about time that we wrap up the show as well. Any other messages that are safe to read, Frida?
None. Not on WhatsApp anyway.
Okay, right. Of course, today on the show, we spoke about no shoots, no food, how the Malaysian Association of Advertising Filmmakers is urging Putrajaya to allow them to work, saying that it is literally letting them die if they're not allowed to go out on shoots anymore. We then moved on to story two.
Story two about the B40 women entrepreneurs and the struggles that they're facing. And of course, we end up with a story on the start of the 6-month moratorium.
Yes, and if you have any issues with your banks, The website to put in your complaints is bnm.my. And the website to catch up on all the podcasts is bfm.my. You can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. All the articles that we covered on the show today will be in our show notes as well, so you can go look for them over there. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But for now, we will leave you with Chic and Everybody Dance. This is Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.